Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. This week on Juno Afternoon, we're focusing on teens and young adults who are graduating this year to discuss their successes, challenges, and futures. Today, my guest is Moni Dunlap. Hi, Moni.
Hi, Seth.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Moni Dunlap. I'm 19 years old, and this year I'm graduating.
Okay. Can you tell me what some of your interests are?
I have a lot. I like drawing and writing poetry and skateboarding and music. There's so many.
So many interests. That's great. Tell me about your school. What kind of classes were you taking in the last year? And what was your schedule like when the school year began?
My school, I go to Yaksu's, and it's an alternative school. It's different from the other schools. We have short days on Mondays and Fridays, and we don't have any homework, but we do have grades. I was taking all the regular classes, but there was special after-school classes, and you get credit from those. And I won a base because I had the most after-school credit.
You won a base, like a base that you play?
Yeah.
Like an electric base?
Yeah.
Do you know how to?
And with a speaker.
Yeah. Do you know how to play it?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Did you have to learn after you won it, or did you already know when you won it?
I knew a little bit, but I'm still learning.
Oh, that's so exciting. Congratulations on winning a base. That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you earned it. Your social studies teacher, Devin Tatro, sent us something he wrote about you. Would you mind if I read it?
I said Devin's a girl.
Oh, sorry. I just saw an email address. Sorry about that. Would you mind if I read it?
Sure.
Moni Dunlap excels as a multi-talented student and artist. Moni is curious about the world and loves to interact with new people of different backgrounds. After taking a world studies class, Moni used an app to communicate with pen pals from different countries and practices learning German and Tlingit on their own. This spring, Moni was selected to travel to Sitka and represent Juno schools in Alaska's Youth Congress for the Global Elimination of Nuclear Weapons. Moni is an advocate for their Tlingit culture and worked on sewing their own regalia with the 21st Century Culture Club. Moni was also an active member of the Archery Club. So that was by Devin, your social studies teacher. How do you feel about what she wrote? Did she get everything right?
That was really nice. Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the app that you used to develop a relationship with pen pals in different countries.
The app is closed now, but I used it for a year and a half, and I made friends from one of my friends. He's still my friend. His name is Zeeshan. He's from India, and I've made a lot of friends on there, actually, yeah. From all over.
Do you still talk with them?
Some of them, but there was, a lot. You would get, maybe 10 letters a day, so, it was a lot.
And how did it feel to be selected to travel to Sitka for the Youth Congress?
I was so happy, but we couldn't travel because of COVID-19, but we're going to in 2021.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's just on hold till next year. That's good news.
Yeah, but we did Zoom calls and stuff, and we met with people and did classes, but we're still going to do it again.
So you did sort of a virtual version of the Congress?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like? Did you learn anything or have any, really cool experiences?
Yeah, there was one class day that I remember really well because I really liked it. There was a guy. His name was Emmanuel. And hold on, let me check. I forgot. forgot his last name, but he experienced seeing like war when he was young. Like he was actually there when bad things were happening, and he shared about his story, and he shared our stories with him too. It was really cool.
Yeah, that sounds like it would have been a pretty powerful experience.
I'm bad at explaining it, though, but it was better than how I did it.
You're doing great. Don't worry. I totally get it. Tell me a little bit about how things changed for you when COVID-19 hit Juneau.
Right when it happened, we were in the middle of a workshop, and we were learning about Japanese culture and I think Viking culture and like what it is to be honorable and live a good life. And I wanted to finish that class, but then COVID happened. There's like pros and cons to being in quarantine. One of the pros, all the free time that I have, but I haven't done as much as I wanted to do with all the free time. I'm still trying. And a con would be that I miss school. I miss friends.
Right. I'm sure that, I mean, it sounds like you were doing really well in school. You're in your last year, and nobody really expected for the end of the school year to come when it did, or at least for everybody to have to move to online platforms. So I'm sure that was really mm-hmm. hard.
I didn't have to move to an online platform because I already had all my credits before the end of the school year, but I was still planning on attending, so I'm sad.
Yeah, that's really sad. I'm sorry that happened for you. What about your life outside of school? What sort of things were you able to keep up with, and what have you had to put on hold?
I was going to join dance for a celebration, but there's not going to be a celebration this year, so I wasn't able to do that. Trying to think. That's all I can think of right now.
Have you still been able to keep up with your artwork and with your skateboarding and things like that?
Yeah, I've been skateboarding and hiking and reading, and I've been going to the Elizabeth Radovich Hall to make masks to send to other communities.
How about your...
I haven't been drawing enough.
No, you haven't? How about music?
Yeah, I made a song on the ukulele. It's actually not... I didn't make a whole song. I just made some pieces of it.
Really? That's fun. I wish I'd known that. I'd have you play it on the air, or try to, anyway.
I could.
Okay. Got your ukulele handy? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
You guys are just joining us. I'm speaking with Moni Dunlap, who's going to play us an original on her ukulele, on their ukulele. Thank you. That's very pretty. So you play the ukulele and the bass. Do you play other instruments?
Yeah, I have a guitar and a tiny piano.
So will you, you told me when we spoke earlier, your graduation ceremony is this weekend, the 22nd, is that right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. How is it going to work for you? Are you going to be able to participate?
Yeah, everyone comes in, the student with their families at one time, and mine is at 3, I think, yeah.
So you get to go
and
in.
And you have to wear a mask.
Okay. You have to go in, you wear the mask. Go ahead.
There's going to be a a videographer and a photographer to take photos.
So it'll be like it's happening in just slow time, right? One student at a time.
It'll be like, yeah, and there's not going to be an audience or anything.
But it's nice that you get to do it and your family gets to see you and you get a video and some photos to commemorate it. It's a really big deal, you know, high school graduation. It's nice that they're able to mark the occasion, and at least yours will be very unique. So what are some of your plans going forward, Moni? If not plans, because I know it's hard things to plan right now, what are some of the things you hope to do after graduation?
I'm going to go to UAS probably, and I've always wanted to travel, so I think if I get the chance, I want to go abroad.
That's great.
Of course, get involved to make money so I can travel. Mm-hmm. And just keep learning. I want to learn Cricut really bad. I want to be able to speak and teach.
That's a great goal. You can. Do you think you'll take classes at UAS in Clinkit?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. What are some other things you want to study at UAS when you get there?
I think all the regular classes like English and history and math just like can keep up those skills. But what I'm most interested in will probably be language and art class. If there's a music class, I want to take that.
It sounds like fun. I had a great time in college, and those were my favorite classes, too. Is there any other... Moni Dunlap, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Graduating on the 22nd, I believe that's Friday. Is there any other message you'd like to share with your fellow students, your friends, family, your teachers, or your fellow Alaskans today?
That's tough. Oh my gosh, my mind is blank.
It happens sometimes.
Just, I don't know, just keep doing it. Just keep swimming, like Dory says.
Just keep swimming, yeah. Yeah, we'll make it through. And I believe that you're going to achieve everything you set your mind to as soon as it's time to restart everything again. So... thank you again so much for speaking with me today. It's really nice to get to know you a little bit, and I'm excited for you for the future. I think everything's going to be okay. All right, Moni. I guess we'll say goodbye now. So thank you for sharing your music with me and sharing a little bit about yourself and about your hopes for yourself and for all of the graduates of 2020 this year. So I hope you have a great rest of your day and rest of your summer, and maybe I'll see you around sometime.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.